The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
I just read this interesting study. This is true. Look it up. Women with bigger butts have smarter children. They give birth to children with better, with higher IQs.
Whoa, where did you hear this?
Okay.
No.
I swear.
You can't wait. You swear
on everything.
Subjective.
Women with bigger butts, like who tend to store more body fat in the butt area rather than in the waist, have healthier and smarter children.
Where is this study coming from?
Don't challenge me.
Dude, you cannot.
I don't make shit up. At least I'm not making this up.
Wow.
Because sometimes I do make things up. No, it's true. And they think it's because...
How many people are in this study?
Okay, Sal, what? How do you account for all these smart Asian kids?
Boom, right there.
You know what?
Drop the mic.
Paradigm shattered.
You know what's funny?
Paradigm shattered right there.
That was both complimentary and extremely racist at the same time. I don't think you could do
this. It's the best kind.
No, they think it's because of the amount of omega-3 fatty acids that tend to be stored in the hips and butt area when women store body fat there. I don't know. It's a study.
Now you're going along with the whole theory of like why we desire bigger butts, right? Like,
correct.
Yeah, but you know what? This is one of those studies that if someone was telling you this, that you would just pick that sucker apart.
I wouldn't. You know why I wouldn't? Because two reasons.
Your mom had a huge butt?
No. We're not going to talk about my
mama got a big old butt.
I think you might have crossed the line. You might have finally crossed the line.
Nobody talks about my mama.
That's my mama.
It's my mama.
It's my mama.
Here's the deal.
You got to talk about my mama.
There's two reasons. Number one, because I really want it to be true. Right.
Okay.
Because you know what I'm saying? You ever hear something and you're like, I don't care if it's true.
Keep this trend alive.
That's a great scientific purpose.
Yeah,
right there,
I want that shit to be true, right?
Okay.
But here's the number two reason. Because it's proven that men are attracted to a particular hip to waist ratio.
Now that I know.
Yeah.
That's true. And we've talked about this, haven't we? Maybe we haven't talked about this. You know, they've done I watched this great documentary on they did the mathematical equation for beauty. So and I guess some like your modeling, your big time modeling agencies, like your big time modeling agencies, think of it like in the modeling world as like the NFL is in the football world. So, you know, hang in there, Sal.
Okay. So you lost me.
So like they, and this is what the NFL does, yeah, if you don't know slow. This too. So, you know, the NFL does a combine where they do all the, you know, your 40-yard dash and all your cone drill, all your stuff like that, your press, like all these stuff, right? So they to track all these. So you got these guys, everybody's
benchmarks
in,
assessments.
Exactly, benchmark assessments. But then they even go to the point length of, like, they'll measure the length of a wide receiver's from his middle finger to his thumb. And sometimes these are the factors that keep somebody who's
like a scout wants to look and see if, like, you know, all these things line up
exactly.
with this athlete.
Yeah. And when he's there, maybe there's two guys that this team is, you know, hey, we're going to bring him to the NFL or not. And it's like, well, they're almost dead even everywhere. But, you know, this guy has got, you know, two centimeters longer of a.
Well, it's just like, I mean, it's a different form of like a money ball on some sense, right?
Yes, as far as exactly.
Being, yeah. Being yes, like the NFL, love, they got to go through statistics. So, you know, they're going to break it down on all different types of levels.
Dude, have you seen that movie?
What?
Moneyball?
I haven't seen Moneyball.
Oh my God.
Of course he hasn't.
Dude.
It has to, but it, you would love it because that is, it's very.
I watch all your bullshit, okay?
Intelligent.
All your bullshit you send my
what
way.
What bullshit have
fucking
I sent you?
DMT shit and like.
That's not bullshit.
Well, is it, you know,
I was just trying to get.
Machina. I watch all your shit
that you send my spirit elephant.
Yeah. I watch all the stuff you send my way. So you need to go watch,
I'll watch Moneyball.
Watch Moneyball.
I'll watch it.
Even being a. You know why? I actually could see it. You'll like it so much, you may start finding yourself watching sports.
I will never.
No, I know that, but I know. But that's why you need to go watch
no,
it.
No, never.
Yeah. Anyways, back to my analogy.
Never.
Back to my super long analogy. So modeling is like that.
Okay.
Modeling, they actually
This is where you lose me.
Yeah. Okay. They actually they measure the distance between their eyes, the nose, to the, and there's actually a formula for beauty. They actually have a mathematical formula, and the closer that person is to that equation, the
isn't it just symmetrical?
It's pretty symmetry. It's a general formula, but it's a very difficult thing to pinpoint because they can't.
Well,
for example,
culturally, it's different, right? Like for some cultures, like you would see like trends of what people desire.
Somewhat, like for example,
it has to be.
For example, women find men with a scar on their face more attractive than men without a scar on their face. Okay, that's not symmetrical.
Cha-ching.
It just shows that he probably has more testosterone. You probably
exactly.
is more likely to be aggressive, more likely to protect you, provide you with food, whatever. So it's they can't pinpoint. Look, like, they can't take a computer yet and CGI create the perfect formula, good-looking person.
But what they can do, and it's just
but
like,
they know there are some numbers.
But here's the
they
thing,
know what to put in front of the camera and put on a magazine.
At the end of the day, there's in everything in life, I feel like, there's always an exception to the rule. There's always an exception to the rule. But for the majority, and that's what's so great about Moneyball, that's what's so great about what we're talking about with the NFL and what we're talking about with modeling, is they're all the same in the sense that because you can't say that just because this wide receiver has 2 10-centimeter long of an index finger that he's going to be, you know, a better wide receiver when maybe that was just on that day or maybe
let me tell you why it's different. Beauty,
let me finish where I'm going with the beauty one because it isn't exactly because obviously the fucking model agent isn't going out there catching a wide receiver ball. You know what I'm saying? She's not catching a football, so it is different. Yeah. You know, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
Where it's different for her,
she's not catching.
They can still take, and this is why it works per society because I think Justin's on the right track where you can't compare what's going on in the United States as far as our, and that goes for, I think, everything, sports, beauty, whatever we're talking about, because they're different. It's different culture. Things are played differently. Things are looked at differently. So in here, you could, like for modeling and for NFL, like you could find, you know, what you're looking for, but mathematically. Now, they're, like I said, always exceptions to the rule. But, man, they got to a point now where it's a science. And all you have to do is take large polls. You take, you know, 10,000 people that look at these faces, right?
Yeah.
And the only difference that they make between all these faces is the separation between the eyes and the nose. Yeah. Well, and if 90% of them all lean one way, then you can, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you'll take like, you know, the ones that stand out, like your Megan Foxes or somebody like that, where you're just like, duh. Yeah, yeah, she's smoking hot. And you try and figure out why.
She has weird thumbs. Here's why it's different. Yeah,
I'll take those thumbs.
When you look at the body, you can take very specific numbers. There's a particular hip-to-waist ratio, for example, in women that regardless of cultures, men will find attractive. Some cultures like bigger women, some cultures like skinnier women, but that hip to waist ratio is
always different. I get where you're going here.
But the face is different. Let me explain
why.
It's
going to the evolution side over here.
Well, no, let me explain why with the face. you don't realize something, but a very large portion of, you're going to make fun of me the whole time?
No, I'm serious though. I'm just jumping ahead of the game.
Okay. Yeah. A very large portion of your brain is directed to identifying faces. This is a big thing in the human brain. This is why you can look at random objects, you know, laying on the floor and always make out a face. Or you can look at the clouds and you always make out faces. Our brains are designed to pick out faces, and our brains are designed to look at differences and nuances in faces. This is why they still now, to this day, maybe eventually they will be able to, but to this day, they cannot create a CGI, as advanced as our computers are, a CGI human that doesn't look creepy. Something about it your brain will pick up on. Something about it your brain will say that's not 100% right.
A little bit off, yeah.
Right. So when it comes to beauty, figuring out a formula for face beauty, we don't understand it yet because it's so complex. Your brain, so much of it is devoted to recognizing faces, picking up on nuances in people's. Let me give you an example. You know why people find I might have talked about this before, but why people find clowns so scary? Like, you know, clowns, a lot of people are scared about clowns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because clowns are always smiling for no reason. Like, if I imagine this, you see me right now, I don't look fucking scary, but imagine if I was walking around like this all the time with a fucking smile all the time. I would look like, creepy
oh,
as
you're
shit.
You're so happy.
Yeah. I would look creepy as shit. A smile itself isn't scary, but your brain is registering that he's smiling for no reason all the time. Something is not right. And think about all the nuances in someone's face when they change their expression. Just slightly, something you might not even know, consciously, but you can pick up on and be like, "Ooh, it looks a little tense in here," or feels a little weird in here, or he gives me, I don't like this guy. Why don't you like that guy? I don't like his face. You ever hear that term before? Yeah. So it's so complex that to say that there's a formula for facial beauty, it's not true at all.
Well,
there's certain things that they know, like you don't want to have, you want to have bad skin, you don't want to have fucked up teeth.
Right.
Although some people with bad teeth, you know, are considered attractive. You know, you don't want to have like, you know, three eyeballs and shit like that. But yeah, the formula thing for sports, much more accurate, makes much more sense. The formula for modeling, not so much.
Well, you know what's interesting? I just listened to, and this was on the Joe Rogan Experience. He had like, I think it's Christopher Ryan. He's this doctor, and he had Duncan Trussell. They had this interesting conversation where he, like, Christopher Ryan, he was talking about how they did this study, and I think we've even talked about this study where they actually had women base their attraction level towards the scent, the pheromone. So they took guys in their shirts and, you know, had them do a certain amount of exercise and whatnot to get the sweat. And then they had these women take each shirt and evaluate their attraction level towards it.
Oh, like this guy's attractive or this guy's not attractive.
Without seeing them or anything, right? And so, like, his, I guess the thesis there was that basically based off of like what they were actually able to smell on a chemical level deficiencies. So, or like something that they would have that would benefit,
that's compatible their, with their DNA,
compatible. So on that level, and it turned out that it was like the thesis was like 80% accurate, but they found that what was really interesting is that the 20% were on birth control.
Yeah, 100%.
Crazy.
No, they've done other stuff. They've done lots of science on this, and they find that like
I'm so fascinated in this, our ability to with scents and smells and think of stuff like this. I when you're talking, I was just thinking of God. You guys, I would think you guys have this. I know I do. There are certain scents that you just are just pungent to you. It doesn't, you know what I'm saying? It's that somebody else may love. They absolutely love that smell. And to you, you're just like, oh, no, it's an awful smell. Or a smell that maybe goes all the way back to like my young adult, teenage years as a boy. Like, there's like a smell that I just like, you know, that just smells really good.
It's going to benefit your offspring somehow. You didn't even know that.
Right. Yeah, I so feel that way, dude. It's pretty funny how that works.
Adam likes
I make some awesome scents.
Adam likes the scent Drakkar. Remember that cologne?
Oh, yeah.
Drakkar. Yeah, that was big when we were younger. It's
I like Brute.
It's very, very complex. You know, you ever find yourself attracted to somebody and you just can't figure out why? Or somebody who's supposed to be, you know, you look at them, you're like, yes, that's an attractive person. Mm-hmm. Then you get near them, you're like, I don't know. I just not, just doesn't do it for me. There's a lot that goes into it. But yeah, in terms of birth control with women, that changes a lot. They're finding now it changes a lot of things.
Oh,
they find that
drive,
when women meet a man while they're on birth control, fall in love, get married, then go off
they
birth
go
control.
Off it, they have the repulsed.
The divorce them. Rate. The divorce rate is much higher in those people. It's not. It's not like way. It's not like double or triple. But statistically, a higher percentage of them will get divorced.
That they brought that up too. That was very like that resonated with me. I was like, whoa, that's so trippy because it's so prevalent now. Like, you know, birth control.
Well, this this
you
goes
when to, you meet somebody.
This
right
goes
away.
To our pullout episode that you guys were giving me shit about and stuff. But I love the fact that my girl's, you know, 35 years old and she's never been on birth control in her entire life.
She actually likes you.
Put her on it and she'll be like, I don't like you anymore.
I'm not really into you.
I'm like, wait a minute. We had our first son and my wife's been on birth control. I'm like,
did she like you more before?
I don't know.
Ding ding ding. Women off birth control, especially when they're ovulating, are attracted to men with higher signs of testosterone. So they're attracted to the alpha, you know, guy, the guy who's got visible signs of higher levels of testosterone when they're ovulating. When they're on birth control, they tend to not be as much. And this may be why alpha looking males start to fall out of favor a little bit.
Yeah. I want to get back to your theory.
The
I want to get back. I want to get back to your theory on this, the modeling in the magazine, and that that we're probably off on that, or we don't really know because there's not the science isn't conclusive yet. So, what is like what would your hypothesis? So you say that to me, and then I go, okay, well then you're saying, or what you would I would assume then it's socially related more. So in other words, you know, right now we're creating this image for all of for our you know, our country on this is what a sexy woman looks like. She, which is what we always disagree with, right? A lot of us disagree.
Yeah,
I'm not into the 5'11", 112 pound, you know, right. borderline anorexic looking, you know, girl, because I guess we're into health and fitness and we sure. know what a healthy body looks like. That's more attracted to us. So if we went back to like maybe like Marilyn Monroe time when that look was, you know, those that don't know that, you know, if you looked at her physique, she was like, you know, was she the very first cover on Playboy?
She was. I think she was the first. Yeah.
I don't know if she was the very first or not, but I know when she was on,
definitely in Playboy though.
Oh, history yeah. of porn. Let's do
well,
this.
When she
Justin
was
Justin used the hell out of that magazine. Well,
you know, back in that time, like if you looked like at the way oldies. The women, she was a very full, thick woman. You know, she wasn't like this tiny little petite or skin as
well. If you look at modeling that men jerk off to, like porn, then you see that the women tend to be a little curvier.
Oh yeah.
So that's different. You know, a lot of modeling is geared towards women. It's not geared towards men. Mm. But once again,
is it something that that's been pressed on us socially, or is it something that is already ingrained in women's head that they look at it and that's their perception of what beauty is?
Women's perception of beauty in women is different than what men consider beautiful in women.
Well, of course,
we're like 15 pounds heavier than what we think is beautiful. Pick up a glamour magazine or something that's geared towards women, and the women on there, most men will say are too thin, but women press that ideal on each other far more than men do in modern times.
I agree.
So, look at porn. Look at the porn that guys look to, and that's extreme as well. But much curvier, much more of that voluptuous, you know, kind of, you know, childbearing looking body, not the super skinny type stuff.
Yeah.
Which
is to me, I find ironic that's how we've created this. You know,
you got to look at it's all market driven. Mm-hmm. It's all what sells magazines.
What's going to sell clothes.
Right. So when women complain about, oh, my God, society puts all these horrible ideals on women that we need to be super skinny and we need to do, those ideals in modern society, most of them are pushed by women. They're not pushed by men because we're not buying those fucking magazines. Like how many guys buy the magazines that push those ideals of the super skinny and the you need to look perfect type of stuff? None of us. None of us do.
Yeah.
None of us buy that advertising. Like we're not. If we're going to buy something that's advertised towards men and they're putting women on it, they don't look like that. They look like other shit.
This would be a great question. Once again, every once in a while we have these moments where it's like, God, it would be perfect to have a woman in this room right now to ask this question because I don't know enough because I haven't read enough Cosmo in my life.
But we know everything, Adam. We don't
know. No. I mean, I actually would like to think, and I feel like I've heard that we're moving the other direction. You know, where, you know, women that have a fuller, thicker look again is becoming sexy again and is becoming a look, and more magazines like you're talking about are actually speaking out in that direction. I think they're setting the table for marketing in the future.
It's
I think
the
in
butt.
10 years. Yeah, thinking,
it's the butt thing. It's the big butt is getting
that's
popular.
That's the beginning of it right now, right? But I think in the next, you know, 10 to 15 years, we will start to come back around. I think people are becoming intelligent enough to know what healthy is, what looks good, what's truly sexy to them, and what they're seeing on these magazines. And I think you'll start to see that change.
I don't mind the big butt trend thing. First of all, you know, I don't like the fact that people can talk bad about people who are overweight, and then people talk about people who are too skinny. So now big butts are in. So if you have a flat butt, you're out. I mean, that part I don't like at all. But here's something that I really dislike about what's going on right now. Big butt things are coming in. That's fine. In order to have a big butt, you should probably lift weights and work out. So you have to be kind of healthy to have a round butt, but not the super small, ridiculous waist that goes along with it that you're seeing now, like with, you know, some of these pseudo celebrities wearing the
trainer.
Corsets and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that part I don't like.
Well, you know how it is. The big thing too now is all these, even the ones that have butts or already have butt implants or already have these ads are even photoshopping and adding more to that ratio. And it goes right back into playing into that because they know that the so extreme is always what happens, right? We always tend to trend in a decent way or a good way, I feel, as we get smarter as a society. But then as we get smarter, we also then all of a sudden revert back always. We always get going the right way, and then it becomes extreme. You know, everything becomes extreme, and then it's like, okay, well, now it's bad.
Well, think about it this way. When technology gets to the point where they can, you know, CGI make models, then those will be the models. Because then they'll be able to, they've figured out now how to make it look perfect. And they figured out now how to make it the perfect way to sell whatever the product they're looking at. And then the era of human models will be over. It'll all be CGI. You won't be able to know the difference.
We'll be banging robots then, though.
And then we'll be banging
robots.
Yeah.
There's definitely going to be some sick fuck that does that.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean some sick fuck? Don't think for a second the majority of people will either A, have sex with robots all the time, or B, have sex with robots with their partners. Don't think for a fucking second that shit ain't going to happen.
That's
for most people. I don't know if it'll happen in our lifetime.
Hey, honey, let's get the hardware out. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I've always wanted a threesome, but, you know, it's a robot. It's safe. You know, who knows?
I need to leave.
Yeah.
Well,
babe, you broke it again.
I want to debate you and say no, but then I can see that too. You know, I could definitely see I could see that direction for sure. You know,
bro, people do weird shit in the fucking behind closed doors.
It'll be a long time though, because think of
fucking
it,
a robot. It's fucking a robot is the least true. Weird shit but that
when,
people do.
When you talk about.
It is. I mean, they already are. I mean, they got vibrating like handle stick things.
No, it's a difference.
Right?
Yeah. All right. Well, I love when we do predictions. We normally do fitness ones. This one's a little bit different, but I would like to predict.
Banging
here.
Robots is gonna be a thing.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So I think I agree with you, but I think it's gonna be a long time before we're there, because even when the technology's there, even when it's released, it'll be. Remember when plasma TVs have been around for like 30 fucking years?
Listen,
dude.
Let me educate
plasma TVs
you guys
have been
right
around.
Now.
They were just like fucking $40,000. If you wanted one.
They have virtual reality, and then they have this thing that goes right on your cock and it does things to you while the person on the other side of the goggles is doing things.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, that exists?
They have that now, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So if she moves,
get the fuck out of here.
Adam, put your headphones
on. It feels
on.
Like
don't,
it's
don't leave
doing
the room.
That.
He's going to go buy
okay,
one.
Okay, back up here. Where
here,
you want? I know everybody else
over.
Is going to hear this again. Okay. Yeah, sometimes
so
I kind of, yeah.
So there's like some live chat thing, you know, where this girl's doing stuff. And like, so she sits on this dildo
She controls
thing.
It.
Yeah, controls it. So whatever she does to that, you feel if you put this other thing on
get
your,
the fuck
on your
out of here.
Yeah,
yeah, that exists.
That is going to be a huge business, bro.
Right?
Because
yeah.
you think
that's
about
what
that.
I'm saying.
Think about all these.
That's
think about every girl. Every oh my, that's so bad though. Think about every girl, because that's what you see already now. You see this on Instagram. This is a great fucking transition right here. Because I've been wanting to talk about this. Because
I threw you a bone.
Yeah, thank you. This has been something that I'm just so fascinated with right now. I get a lot of times like these random like girls that will. Comment on my page and I can tell they're like trying to get my attention. I click on their page, I see what that is, and they all have this like private profile, and then there's like this website, you know, and I've seen them for a long, long time. Well, I finally clicked on one of these fuckers and you click on it, and then it goes to like their subscription sites, right? And so they've built this, you know, subscription site where you pay X amount of dollars. Now, I'm not sure what she's doing on the other end. I just assumed she's probably giving you videos and stuff like that. So, but you don't ever have to really interact with anybody. So you could be a virgin doing this, but have had virtual sex with a million people and made $1 million, but still call yourself a virgin maybe, right? Because
right.
that, well, right. I mean, and then on top of that,
that's
now
some gray area.
Now
right
they're,
there.
Now they're adding technology to where I have a tool that I can be playing with on the other side. Oh my God, that's,
bro,
that is going to be ridiculous.
Let me
dude.
Tell you something right now. Sex.
Wow.
Sex is so taboo, right?
That is fascinating.
When they
to me.
Finally develop robots that people have sex with that are, you know, pretty, that people want to have sex with, that don't look creepy. All the taboo, that's all going to go out the fucking window. All the weird shit people want to try that they never did because you have to have a human to do it or it's illegal, you can now have a robot that'll be able to do that for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be a very strange future, and people will have probably sex with robots more than they have sex with each other.
I tell you what, man, if I I don't know, I morally, I don't know what would stop me.
Moral, forget it. Moral, yeah, what moral? Morally
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
What is that? It's probably
it's
more
a different spectrum.
Yeah, dude. What are you going to do? I mean, let me ask you this. Is it less?
Well, I'm trying to think. That's why I'm having this hard time. I'm struggling inside right now.
Bro,
because
we're going
to
be the old fogies.
The business,
in the future,
the business side
like,
says
go buy one.
Well, no, yeah, the business side of me says like we would be fools to not to have our hands in it somewhat because of the amount of money.
Have
that's
our hands gonna, inside the robot.
Stupid,
that was,
dude.
That was bad.
No, think of it. Think of it. I mean, if you think about it business wise, you know, it was the same strategy when I hopped over into the cannabis industry. Not because I had this passion for marijuana or I wanted anything to do with it, because I saw the trend of what was happening in America. It was obvious to me. And I had an opportunity. And it was something I knew nothing about. So I was fascinated to learn to do it. It was just a business move for me. This would be the same thing, bro.
Let's make an Adam robot that you can have sex with.
Whoa, dude. You're giving me trouble, bro. I'm going to go home. My girl's going to be like,
it's not you. It's a robot. It's a robot likeness.
There you go.
Of you. Yeah. No, it's going to be, you know, talk about morals. Let me ask you this question. Which one is less moral? If let's say you have a girlfriend or a wife or a husband or whatever, you cheat on your spouse with a person, or you cheat on your spouse with a robot.
Right.
right? See, that this is what I'm talking about. Moral, like, what do you mean by that? Like, well, there's going to be all kinds of weirdness.
Yeah.
All kinds of weirdness that...
Is it just a toy or is it a being?
Well, yeah. Well, if you make them self-aware and shit, then, yeah. then what's the difference? You might as well have sex with a human. No, they would make these robots so that they did whatever you told them. At least if I was a producer of robots and wanted to be rich off of it, that's what I would do. I'd be like, here, the robot will do whatever you want.
Well, then if you looked at it that way, then you could bring it all the way down to just masturbating, thinking about somebody else, or masturbating to a porno would be classified as the same thing.
Right. See, now you're going down the rabbit hole.
I am going
down the rabbit hole. And we can do all kinds of weird shit.
You just took the blue pill.
I did. Yeah. I did. We went left.
And then you got lots of sickos that want to do weird shit and, you know, that you can't like do with a human. They'll do with a robot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
maybe
saying?
Maybe that'd be safer for society, right? You get
and there's
sick
the moral. Now you've got the moral argument.
Doing that instead.
Right. Well, I'm curious to what your views are on this because you're a huge free market guy and stuff like that. So where do you go when you talk about something like this?
I think if people are not hurting anybody but themselves, if they can hurt themselves, that's fine. They own their own body. If they're not hurting anybody, then go for it. I don't see what the problem is. I'm not going to judge anybody behind what they do behind closed doors if they're not hurting anybody or anybody else. Even if they're hurting themselves, you want to go hurt yourself? Then I mean, you own yourself. Nobody else owns you. So you can go ahead and do that. If it hurts other people, that's when I have a problem. So, you know, people are going to do weird shit with robots. I mean, I don't give a shit. They're not hurting anyone. It's a robot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, as weird as it's going to be. There's a lot of things I don't agree with nowadays that I think are weird and whatever, but.
I mean, I'm going to get crazy with my car.
What?
I don't know.
You're going to fuck your car? Yeah.
Right, be that guy.
Yeah, guy's like, so what kind of mods do you want on your? You're like, put I want
extra
the,
big. Exhaust.
I want the big rims and
put the vagina in the back.
Yeah, can you give my car a pussy? Can you? He'd be like, what? Excuse me.
We don't do that.
Usually,
here,
people
sir.
Use a car to get that. Like, no. I want my car to have one because I want to have sex with my car.
Because
right now, when I do it with my car. I burn the skin off my dick. It doesn't work.
Well, right now, it's not working out.
It's not working out. It's too hot.
I need
the
to make
pipe
it
is
more
hard.
Comfortable.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Well, I don't know, man. It's going to be a weird... It's and you know what's funny? What's crazy? Actually, not funny. What's crazy is that this is... because of the rate at which technology is advancing, a lot of this shit's going to... I mean, we might see
it's
some
not
of this
out of
stuff.
Reach. I know. That's what's weird.
Which is
it's
cool.
It's weird.
Which is cool for me because if
we,
I'm a...
That's why we need to talk about it.
Dude, if you're a 95-year-old man, you know, and you're fucking, you're like, oh, you know, I only have 10 more years, whatever the future, you know, solves in medicine. But, you know, you're towards the end of your life and you're old and whatever and you're sitting there and wouldn't it be nice to buy a robot to fuck? You know what I'm saying? You're at home.
I mean, you're just out at home there, by yourself, you know, swinging on your like porch. Yeah. And it's like, you know what?
Oh, it helps you out and shit. Takes you to the bathroom because, hey, why don't you give me a little handy?
What's that? What's that Jetsons robot's name?
She was ugly though.
Yeah, whatever. She's just
that's why the robots in Star Wars are so there. Fucked up. I look at R2-D2 and C-3PO. I'm like, come on, that's the future.
Come on.
I would love to ask like an 80 year old like widowed person that like what their thoughts on that would be. Because I would, because you right now, everyone who's young right now or in a marriage or whatever else like that, they're like, oh my God, no, you know, their first sign is or sound or reaction to that is disgust or oh no way. But when you stop and really think about it outside the body, like after you've long grown, your kids are grown, you've had it, your wife or your husband died, and you're all alone, you're 70 something years old or maybe younger, maybe you're 60 something years old, doesn't matter. But you know, you're not going to remarry ever again. You don't want anybody else in your life where you're happy by yourself, but it is a little bit lonely.
Oh my God, another thought just came to my head. It's a sports thought. What's today's date? Write it down. First time ever. I had a sports thought. Sports are very dangerous. And society's moving into like that movie Concussion came out and people are starting to look at the NFL all crazy. What if in the future all sports are played by robots?
Yeah.
Because humans they like, no, we can't hurt each other.
Dude,
let's let robots kill each other.
I would not. Did
be awesome.
Especially when it's CGI where they look like real humans. It will give you that same emotion like you're watching somebody who's like that.
Or just actual.
And then, because they're already, I mean, if you think about
dude,
it,
you could do
gladiator anyway, right? They're enhanced and they're crazy genetically freaks already. You know, it's like an unattainable thing. Might as well make it even more super ridiculous.
Dude, you could do gladiator fights.
Dude, you guys are...
You could have robots kill each other.
You guys are taking this way
for
too deep
sure,
right now.
Dude.
Way too deep.
I'm sober, too.
Oh, I know.
I would love it.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, no, that's... I mean, you got to think of those things. That's what's coming, man. There's a lot of...
That's...
Did you... Did you watch that? Did you watch the video I shared with you guys on the futurist? The guy, the Google guy, the
Ray Kurzweil.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't watch that particular video, but I'm very, very familiar with.
Okay, so you've watched a lot of his stuff before and listened to him. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. No, I'm very fascinated with when he talks, because he talks about this stuff, and you think of, we can't even fathom how fast stuff is going to be in the next 20, 30 years. You mentioned this on the podcast, Al, a couple times, of when you talk about, where we were, 20 years ago with technology to where we are now, and how much we've increased just in the last 2 to 3 years is so much more than what we increased in the previous 5 years, which is so much more than what we, did in 10 years. And it just keeps compounding like that. And there's
it's moving even faster now. That's why.
He said there's a mathematical equation for it, and you can see, and it's Moore's law. It's going to get to the point where we literally, you buy something technologically wise and it's going to be outdated by the time you drive home, get home.
You're not going to, no shit. No, hardware's not going to exist.
It's all just going to be updates.
Hardware's not going to exist. You're not going to buy shit. You're going to download everything.
Well, you buy one piece of hardware that does, keeps updating.
It just streams automatically. So it's always updated. Cloud. That's how the Tesla works. Yeah. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
The Tesla works like that.
Yeah, they do updates.
All the time. Like, by the way, your car's faster now, huh? Yeah, we just figured out this thing. I swear to God.
Fixing bugs constantly.
Dope. Is it really like that?
I swear to God. You'll get an automatic update and be like, we just lowered your 0 to 60 by, 0.2 seconds because we figured out this new whatever.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to
God. You've seen that?
Yeah, I know. I used to train a guy.
That makes me want one now.
Bro, I
want one.
Oh, no, yeah.
I wanted one already, but now I really want one.
That's the only car I would spend a lot of money on.
Oh, bro, I wanted one already. Now I really want one. That's cool.
No, I used to train a guy.
Ahead of everybody.
The Type S is badass.
Bro, I used to train the head engineer, the dude that ran that basically under Elon. But for example, you know how a couple of them caught fire because the battery underneath?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was because they were too low, they would hit things. So how do they fix it? They don't have to do a recall. They immediately put out a freaking update, and every car was raised a half an inch.
That's so sick.
Yeah. Just done.
Yeah.
That is sick.
Uh-huh.
Because it responds with the springs and everything, huh?
Yeah, everything. Yeah. Everything in there is like that.
That's crazy. Is fucking dope, bro.
So that's probably going to be the first car with a vagina in it.
Ooh.
Just for Justin.
My language, yeah.
Can I go buy some the stock was struggling for a long time.
Bro, I almost bought that stock when it was $30. So angry at myself.
So did I, bro, because I heard all these great things, but then I heard a bunch of shit right afterwards. Remember when they first came out?
Because it was like a sabotage thing with it was like somebody from the New York Post or something that drove with them in the test run, and it was something that happened with would it stall out or something? It didn't perform up to snuff.
But I don't know, dude. I didn't do it.
I don't know.
I didn't buy it because no new car company has succeeded ever. The old car companies you see now have been around for a long time. It's like, it ain't going to work. It's a fucking car company. It's a hard industry.
That's kind of how I felt, too. And remember the very first model was that little sportsy car looking, go-kart looking thing. And I'm just like, But when they came out with the Type S. When they came out the full mod, those four doors, dude, the sedan.
Have you driven any of them?
Oh, bro, they're so sick.
Well, they finally made an electric car look good. It took them forever to figure that out.
And it's got speed,
nobody wants
bro.
A fucking it's Prius.
So I got taken for a ride in the, I think it's, what is it, the P85D, the fastest one?
Yeah, yeah.
Where the 0 to 60 is like under 3 seconds.
Yeah.
It is the craziest, because I've been in some fast
cars. The power is different. It's a different feeling.
Bro,
it'll
throw you the fuck back in your seat, and there's no sound. So you're like, and you're there.
Yeah.
It's very, very strange.
Crazy acceleration.
It's very cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
That's the only car I'd spend a lot of money on.
Yeah, no, they're not that bad, bro. And
Justin can't have
100
sex
grand
with
all the bells and whistles.
Yeah,
because they're like 90,
all right,
like
passenger
90 something for the top model. You can get them for like 70. Now the thing
that'll be the first car mind pump buys.
The thing that sucks,
the mind pump vehicle.
You got to get the big monster, the big one, the 90 grand one, just to get the one that goes 300 something miles or whatever before it has to be recharged.
Uh-huh.
That's the only shitty part about it. That is the worst part. Is all the. I mean, I know we're getting there though. There's more and more charge stations. But to get to it, if you go...
Well, that was a limitation there, but I think they've even surpassed their limitation they had before. It was basically from here to LA, right? That was the distance, something. How far is that? 100 something miles?
Well, that's here to LA is 500.
500?
Yeah, but they couldn't even do that. They were only able to go three. I think the top
one. Oh, it was Tahoe. That's right. It was basically from here to Tahoe.
Yeah, and in a place too where it'd probably be harder to find some of the electrical hookups like that. So that's the only restriction that I didn't like about it. I was like, well, it couldn't be I'd have to have that in addition to another car.
Yeah.
Because that would annoy me if I had to go somewhere where I didn't know if I had to plan out where I could get
re- as soon as they figure out the technology to charge it really fast, then it's done.
Yeah,
it's a done deal. The problem is it takes long to charge it.
Yeah,
I always thought they would just have a battery swap, where you drive to a station and it, you know, real quick, meep, 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 gives you a new charge battery.
That's what I would think too.
But they won't do that because
there's big money in that.
Who
batteries.
Owns the battery? Yeah. Who does all that shit, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Which, if they're smart, they could keep it all in house and build it all within themselves, and then it'd be a monster business.
I'm just gonna buy a horse. Fuck it.
Horse.
Yeah. Green.
Go old school.
Just eat. Oh, eat. Horse is hungry. Let's go eat that lawn over there. Yeah. We're good. Yeah. Please subscribe to Mind Pump. Shit. Leave us a 5-star rating and review, and go ahead and leave a little quote about, or a little review about Justin's vagina in the car comment.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think about
that.
Yeah. Go bang a robot.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time. This is Mind Pump.